Well, let's move on to our next question from Wayne Shepherd from Valjo in California, who wants to know about Satan. He says that Satan was once regarded as God's most beloved angel, but somewhere along the line, Jewish and early Christian writers condemned him to rule over the underworld. He wants to know what happened to bring about this loss of favour. Kieran.
There's nothing in the book of Genesis to suggest that the serpent and the devil are coterminous or identical at all. But I think what's happened in Christian tradition is that Christianity and Greek philosophy and legend became slightly confused. So we have this identity of the underworld, more with the Greek notion of Hades than perhaps with the Jewish tradition it came from. And in that we have this ruler of the underworld accidentally identified as this creature from the Old Testament, this Satan figure.
Well, if Satan in the Hebrew Bible's rather ambivalent, does Satan mean anything today in Jewish theology and thinking?
Not at all. The source of evil comes from our own mistakes. We are capable of making the right decisions, the skillful ones, and making the unskillful ones. And when we do, that's what causes the trouble. Don't blame Satan for it. It's your job, mate.
Well, you should be just the person to kick us off with our last question, which is from Saija Manninen from Finland, who inquires if humans are intrinsically good or evil.
According to the mainstream Jewish tradition, the human being is neutral. He's created with, or she, with two tendencies. The inclination, the yetzer, the tendency to do good, the tendency to do bad. They're in constant conflict with each other throughout our lives. But if you look just after Noah's flood, the narrative of the Old Testament says there's something bad in the nature of a human from his youth, from Urav, not from birth. So it's part of the interaction between humans, other humans and society that creates the evil. It's not intrinsic.
What's the Buddhist perspective on good and evil?
It's quite similar to that. It's not so much neutral. The Buddhists would look at it more from the point of view that you're born intrinsically with the potential to develop good and that you're working against this struggle. But yeah, we think very much in the sense of choice, change. You can change the world. You have the potential.
The theology of good and evil is well developed in Catholicism, Kieran.
Yeah, still leaves us with the problem. But it's interesting here that we're three men talking here. I think if you had a woman here, you'd probably get a different response. I had this argument with someone the other week, and her first instinct as a mother is to care for this child. And I think there she would say, we are good people, this is what we've got to do.